Do you know how to save?
Yes, for sure. We can show you. You know, we can explain how to saber.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today. This podcast is brought to you by Colangelo & Partners, the leading fine wine and spirits agency in the US. Visit Colangelo & Partners on www.colangelopr.com.
Ciao Matteo, come stai?
Bene, ciao Laura, I'm very well.
That's so nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you too, and how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I have a great family and it's a beautiful day outside today. So I'm going to focus on the positive.
Absolutely. You know, at least in this moment, you know, having good health, it's already something very important. So me, my team, my family, we're all well. And so we can't complain at all.
I'm so happy to hear that. And I'm really excited to do this interview with you because I've been a huge fan of the wines of Trento DOC and of course the wines of Ferrari for so long. I feel like we're family even though, you know, we're far away because through wine we're all connected.
It is, and I have to thank you very much for being a great ambassador of Trento DOC. This is also on behalf of all the Trento DOC producer and on behalf of Sabrina, who is a very good friend of yours.
Yeah, it's very easy to love great wine, especially great sparkling wine. I've always been a fan and I think it goes with everything. And we can talk about that in a little bit, but I wanted to just to casually talk about what's going on in these times and perhaps how you're doing and your family and what you're doing to keep busy. And so maybe we'll start by, I know you're the CEO of Lunelli Group. It's a big job and you have a lot of things that you're responsible for. So how does it feel just being, you know, working from home and staying home throughout all of this?
You know, it's a very difficult time because there is a lot of uncertainty. And for example, here in Italy, most of the businesses and industries are closed. While, for example, in food and beverage companies can be open because, and especially because of the work in the vineyard, we cannot stop it, you know, completely because nature doesn't stop. And so there was a very big responsibility in managing the company and the group and the people in this situation. I think our absolute priority was to make sure to keep everybody safe. So we had to reorganize all our work in order to make sure that the contact between people was absolutely minimized and that people would stay far away one from the other.
So we
that
get
was up. Beautiful. I was also trying to get to the Entos in the weekends when I was in New York.
Yeah, it's very difficult, but this island is so beautiful because it's only full-time residents, 2,000 people. But you know, in the summer it gets to be like 10,000. But since we're in April, when we first came out here, we were just, you know, maybe not too many people, but still my husband was a little bit nervous. You're gonna meet him one day when we come to Trentino. He was a little bit nervous. He said, well, what if we run out of food? So we went to the grocery store, we were doing all of these things, but we were eating the same thing, chicken, beans, rice, you know, like all of the staples. But we're lucky because we live near all these bodies of water. We have so many beautiful beaches. So we go clamming. You know, we go in the beach and we have this incredible thing that we do where we, like, in the summer we can go with our bathing suits and we can dig with the rake for the clams. But in the winter, it's too cold, of course, to go inside the water. So one of our neighbors, he taught us this new method where you can take, like, it looks like a foam board, you know, like a gray board, and you put your boots and your rake, but you can sit in the sand and you can just dig for the clams. So I've become such an expert. This is what I do to get my my anxiety out. I've become such an expert that I was thinking about Trento DOC wines, right? So imagine if I had to eat clams for a whole week and nothing else. I can make different preparations of clams to go with all of the different styles of Trento DOC wines. So for example, you were saying, like, and I know it's true from working with all the beautiful producers there, some people make a very refreshing, crisp, clean, sparkling wine. So for that, we can make some raw clams. Just, we can just shuck them and serve them. But for some of the ones like Ferrari, the ones that have extended leaves, we can make like clam chowder. So we can make like baked clams. We can do so many things. So what would be like a joke?
Even a spaghetti with clams. Sometimes, yeah. I don't know how it works with your clams, but it's a good pairing with Trento DOC. You know, in general, for example, when you have a touch of the crisp acidity of St. Trento DOC is a good balance. Mm-hmm. And you know, raw fish obviously is a very typical and perfect pairing. And it's funny because it's a mountain sparkling wine, but it's certainly, you know, a great wine for seafood.
Should we open some sparkling wine? We're talking all about this sparkling wine. I'm gonna open this Trento DOC wine here to pour myself a glass, but I had a question. So I've always been nervous to savor wine. Like a long time ago, I was on a cruise ship and I tried to savor a bottle of champagne. I'm a champagne lover. I love and sell so much. And Trento DOC, of course, sparkling wine. But I've never savored a bottle because I'm too scared. Do you know how to savor?
Yes, for sure. We can show you. You know, we can explain how to savor. Actually, you have to pay attention every time. You know, this is something that you need to do with a little bit of attention, because you know, especially, you know, because obviously glass can be dangerous. But I can show you how to do it. Then, you know, I always say to people that they shouldn't, you know, repeat unless, you know, there is somebody who knows how to do it, because again, it can be dangerous, but I can show you.
Yeah, I also want to see your mountain. I want to see the beauty of Trentino. So it would be
Because for sure we want to go outside to savor. So let me take the bottle. I show you how to prepare it, and then we go out so that you see the mountains, and that's also the appropriate place to savor, because you know, inside of the house can do a lot of damage.
Yes, I don't want that.
You have to identify in the bottle, you know, there is a sign that indicates basically where there is the two part of the bottle get together. So you normally, if you look carefully, you will notice that there is a part where you can see there is a sort of conjunction. Mm-hmm. It is very important that when you savor, you go exactly in this, you will savor exactly in this area. Because this is the area where the bottle will be, will create the break as you are looking for.
Right.
First of all, start from a cold bottle. Normally, for example, when you are in the mountain, the perfect thing is to put the neck inside of the snow.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
It's very cold. And it's even better when you have the neck, which is colder than the rest of the bottle.
Okay.
Or if you have a ice bucket, put the bottle upside down. That's a good technique. Then you prepare it. And I normally take away the cage. Why? Because otherwise, when you will hit with the saber, you eat this part of metal, which doesn't really work well. So this is what you can do. So you just raise it a little bit so that the glass is free. Okay. So in terms of temperature, you know, for Trento DOC, we normally suggest to serve it at the temperature which is let's say from 9 to 10-11 degree, depending on usually the warmer it's better for reserves. But I normally emphasize the fact that it's better to have it a little bit colder than warmer, because if it's too cold, you will leave it a little bit in a glass and it will warm up and opens up. When it's too warm, there is no way back. So that's one thing, that one very, you know, obvious comment. So now we can go. I actually here, I don't have the typical saber, so I took a knife.
Oh, nice.
I can take a knife, but I don't use it obviously from the area, in the area where you normally cut the meat.
Right.
It's better to use it on the opposite side, otherwise you will damage the knife, okay? And so what you will, we will go outside, and with the knife I will try to do it.
I love it.
So normally when I do it, it works. If there is a camera, usually, you know, something gets wrong, but we will see together.
Look, I have faith in you.
So let's move. Okay, let's see if it works.
Wow.
You see, nice and easy.
That was so good. You're a professional.
Thank you. And you see, it becomes very sharp. So, you know, one thing that I really have to say, you know, never put your finger on top of it, because it becomes extremely sharp. And obviously don't put it on your mouth, because I've seen, you know, this is where how people normally, you know, gets problem. Okay, so now, because of the pressure of the Ferrari, everything gets thrown out, so the wine is perfectly clean and we can have a glass together.
Nice.
You see our Ferrari Perle Bianco, the neck is has been cut perfectly.
I see, yeah.
You see, it's quite, because we're heating the glass exactly in the point where there is the conjunction, since it's cold, it gets broken sharply. And it's important, because so you have no, being so clean, you can understand you have no piece of glass that can come into your wine.
Can you use something besides a knife? Have you ever used anything besides the back of a knife?
I have to say that people try and sometimes saber with so many things. I've seen people sabering with anything, even with the ski, or even with watches, iPhones, but you know, as I said at the beginning, also always make sure that you do it appropriately, because you know, it's a game, it's a joke, but it has to be done appropriately and with a lot of attention. One thing I want to underline is, remember, this piece of glass with the cork will fly away. I was in a garden with nobody else, so there was no danger. If you have people in front of you, never do it. And another thing, sometimes people say, oh, I want to make a movie of you. Never put somebody in front, because it will be dangerous. But you know, I have to say that as a game, I made it also with the ski once, with my friends, and doing with the skis, you know, it was fun. One curiosity, you know, somebody can perhaps think, how did it start, you know? And the tradition of sabering actually comes from very far away. It was it started from the troops of Napoleon. The Napoleon troops, because and there was this tradition of taking a bottle of champagne and open it with the saber, from sometimes, you know, even from the horse, and so it's a tradition that comes from far away that we are continuing in a sense. So the sabering has been.
I think Napoleon took his sword and sabered the bottles of champagne. Correct?
Yes, it was Napoleon and actually their troops, his troops, who traditionally after the victories. So it is, it has this touch of a history that it's a nice one. Plus, I have to say that probably at that time, you know, the glass bottles were not as they are now. So it was the trick was probably even more difficult. But they had big sabers. So the origin of sabering comes from there. And as I said, nowadays people tries with many different things. I've seen, I have a good friend who does it with the fork and with the spoon as well.
Well, it's funny. So I'm gonna build my confidence, Matteo. I'm gonna start to try to savor some champagne tonight. But I would think I'm gonna repeat what you said. The do's and don'ts. The do's has to be very, very cold, right? So I don't have any fountains. So I'm gonna use an ice bucket and ice the neck. That's correct, right?
That's perfect. So put the bottle upside down so that the neck becomes very cold inside of the ice. That's a very important point.
Then I'm gonna make sure that I find the seam where the two pieces of glass connect.
Absolutely. So that you will go with the saber, the knife, or anything, you will go exactly in that point.
Okay. I'm gonna make
the and heat the glass exactly, you know, in the area where the junction is.
Okay.
And I also, as I showed you before, I took away the cage. Because otherwise you will not eat the glass, but you will eat the cage, and this creates, this is a little bit different, you know, because it's the sharp touch of the knife towards the glass that creates the perfect break.
Perfect.
So again, with attention, with a lot of attention, you know, enjoy it.
Okay, perfect. And make sure that no one is standing in front of me, and I try to take a view of the mountains.
Yeah, even when you are, you know, you could do it, you know, even, you know, the important thing is nobody in front of you.
Okay, I will do it inside the beach into the ocean.
Yeah, but make sure that you get back the piece of the cork and the piece of glass. We spoke about sustainability. I will go out and take my cork as well from the garden. So first of all, cheers. Chin chin.
Chin chin. Oh, so good.
Thank you very much. You see, in the Trento DOC, for example, in a Blanc de Blanc, you should feel the flavor of the Chardonnay, this nice white flower, apple flavors, which are typical of Chardonnay. By the way, Trentino is also very famous in Italy for apples. Yes. So it's not by chance that I think our Chardonnay has these beautiful apple flavors.
Will you tell all of my friends, all the Trento DOC producers, that everyone in New York says hi, and we can't wait till we can see them in person. And please just know that when we get to open our restaurants, we're going to support the wine. So tell everyone we send our love and maybe chin chin to the producers of Trento DOC.
Chin chin to all the producers of Trento DOC. And you know, thank you very much, Ted, for being ambassador of wines in the United States. We look forward to come to New York and to the United States again to toast together. Salute, and come again to visit us. Ciao, ciao.
See you next Monday for another virtual wine journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.